各位弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。今天
需要翻译吗？你们？Pastor Craig would need.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be on stage. Yeah.
我很感谢神，就是神在这一段时间里面给一点小。一个生活上的一个实际的一个带领。那当安姐跟我提说问我要不要分享这件事情的时候，我心里其实蛮惶恐的，因为其实这也不是什么大事。但是事实上在我祷告以后，我觉得没有错，我们基督徒的生命确实每一天都有神自己的引领，只是每个人的道路这种带领的方式跟经历会不太一样，但是事实上我们经历都是主他自己的大能。
Recently, I have an incident in my life, and when Sister Anne asked me whether I wanted to share this testimony, I was struggling a little bit because I didn't think it was such a big deal. But eventually, I realized that even the small things in our life is also a revelation from God. So that's why I'm here today to share the testimony.
让我们先做一个祷告。
Would you mind if we join me with prayer?
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，我们真的是满心的感恩。
Dear Jesus, Lord, we thank you when we come before you.
孩子今天在这里能够来为主见证，是主你恩典的带领。
I pray that my testimony today will bring glory to your name.
求主你自己的圣灵来引领，不是孩子能够做什么。乃是主你自己的圣灵借着我的口，借着你在我生命中的引领，让弟兄姐妹真的是我们能够一同同得造就。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit would guide me and help me to do this testimony that we can all learn from each other.
也求主你真的是让孩子所说的话都完全是出于你。
And sanctify me so that everythingThrough my mouth is from you.
求主你自己的祝福大大的充满在这里。
We pray that your blessings would pour upon this church and among us.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我今天分享的时候会有很多经文，那我也请佳敏帮我做了 slide, 所以尽可能的让大家能 follow.
I have many scriptures today with my testimony, and I have PowerPoint slide on the screen, so you can follow me easier.
好，让我们先来读一段经文。这段经文其实上个礼拜我领事的时候曾经读过，在耶利米哀歌三章二十二节到二十四节。
My first verse today is Lamentation 3:22-24.
我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。今天我在这里向各位是见证主自己在我身上的作为。真的，如果不是他的恩典的话，真的在这生命当中有许多，生活当中有许多的困难，绝对不是我可以走过去的。
甚至 I'm going to testify.About something that happened to me, and I believe that's what God had allowed and done to me. And we know that in our lives we have different difficulties. Without God, it's really hard for us to get through any of them.
最重要的这次今天的见证也是让我看到，就说真的像奎格牧师今天的分享的正道一样。让我能够看到说自己在神面前的软弱，是虽然信主十几年，但是还是非常软弱。
It is just like the sermon Pastor Gray shared with us today that if not for God, that a lot of time we have our weakness that would allow us to do something that's not in God's purpose.
我想大部分的弟兄姐妹都知道，当佳敏跟我从台湾回来没有很久，我就很快的在我预期之外有一份工作。
Very shortly after our family came back from Taiwan, I found a job unexpectedly.
因为事实上我是希望说孩子从中国回来以后，然后我孩子 settle down 以后，然后我再去找工作。
Because I intended to stay home for a little bit until we settled down with the new semesters beginning with the kids.
也因此我们全家真的是很感恩，但也很紧张。
And because of that, we are very grateful, but also kind of nervous.
因为整个 schedule 是整个 schedule 是新的，而且是比较紧凑。
The new schedule and challenges seem to be overwhelming.
那我是在一个中医诊所工作。
I work in a Chinese medicine clinic.
其实我自己蛮有兴趣的。
I am very, very fascinated by Chinese medicine myself.
可是也在这个工作里头，因为这个老板员工大家都是一。不是大家都不是基督徒，而且他们的相信这个道教也好，佛教也好，是非常非常的深入。
And it is a non-Christian environment, even so that they have different practice of religion and quite strong believers in other religions.
所以事实上，在这个工作里头，我也经历了许多的这种世人的。就是说世界价值观的这种挑战，还有属灵的征战。
So I experienced a lot of challenges, regarding secular understanding of the world and also my personal value of life.
那我感谢神，我参与的这个团契当中，爱加美团契、成长团契、祷告会，有许多弟兄姐妹都用祷告来托住我。
And I thank everybody who has prayed for me and supported me in prayers within the fellowship, within the prayer meetings, and everybody and everything else.
也感谢这每一个团契的弟兄姐妹，让我能够很安心的将我心里面的这种每次的这种挣扎，完全的能够敞开，能够真实的跟大家来诉说。
And I appreciate your understanding and your acceptance for me to open myself. Completely to share with you my struggles and my troubles.
但是在第二个月的工作过程当中，我就因为明白了这里头有蛮多不合神心意的事情。
In my second month on this job, I realized there are so many things that's not going to be pleasing in God's eyes.
那我自己就开始挣扎，我是不是要留下？
I started to struggle whether I should stay or I should find something else.
所以，但是我实在知道这个工作是上帝带领的。
But I do believe that it's God's guidance.
而且我跟两位跟我一起工作的同事已经开始有机会可以传福音了。
And I already had some opportunity to share with them the gospel.
那我到底该怎么办？
I was struggling what to do next.
所以我就更警醒的祷告，然后求神来带领，在各方面在那里上班的时候就是更谨慎。
I pray more diligently and I try to bear good witness in the office.
那其实就说缩短这时间，到了9月25号那一天，因为我每天早上去上班前，我真的是要迫切祷告，我觉得我好像才 ready 去上班。
And because of the intensity of the spiritual battle, I pray very earnestly before I go to work every day.
那就在9月25号的时候，当我在灵修的时候，我读到彼得前书4章12节到16节，我不全部读出来，就说就是里面有几节圣经。亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜。然后后面比较重点就是说，若作为基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
On September 25th, my daily quiet time, I read the scripture up here, 1 Peter.Chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. The focus on this passage was that it said,
12, 13, 16.
Yeah, but rejoice in as much as you are partaker of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
所以我只能说，哎呀，感谢神。反正 anyway， 就不是空空的去上班。然后我就确实那一天真的是有经历了一些事情，那我心里就很感恩，真的是上帝用他自己的话就预备我的心，也让我不至于说好像一下子我不知道怎么办。
I realized that God was preparing me for the thing that was going to happen on the same day with these verses.
那第二天9月26号早上一样，我上班前我还是读经祷告，然后就读到以弗所书5章8节到21节。那这里面有一部分的经文我读给大家听。从前你们是暧昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。那暧昧无意的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的。凡事受了责备就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
On the next day, the 26th, God also prepared me through a different book of the Bible to prepare me with this verses in Ephesians 5, 8, 8, 12, and 15 through 17.
确实也是因为这样，在当天的事情当中，过程里头，有事情是确实是要很谨慎的分辨，然后我当时就说，哎，感谢神，真的是感谢神，就是这些话就让我知道说，我要明白神的旨意，我真的是要查验，要谨慎行事。那我讲实在，常常是愚昧的，所以就跟神求说，求主给我一个智慧的心，让我知道我该怎么做。所以这一天又平安度过了。
On the day on the 26th, there were something happened that really I had to be wise and to distinguish of God, what God's will really was.
到9月27号那天早上，我实在是很 struggle， 因为我想一直来连续的经历蛮多事情，我分享的就是这后面的一些事。我真的是很想离开，但是其实有很多的考虑，很多现实的考虑，就是生活上的啦，各方面。所以我那天真的是跟神求说，求神怜悯我，如果真的这份工作不是我应该留下的话，而且这里面常常就是有这些征战，我求神真的让我清楚，我不会自己去提出辞呈，但是我求神自己来带领。
And on the 27th, everything comes to a climax that I almost could not bear anymore, but I was still trying to waiting for God's timing for him to reveal whether it's time for me to leave or I should stay on this job.
那天读到的经文是《使徒行传》一章一到八节，刚才我们都有读过，但最重要是那个第八节。
And the verses for me was what we have read today in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
就说但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，你要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
That I should bear witness to God throughout the world.
所以心里就真的是踏实很多，觉得说 OK， 不管怎么样走到哪，在任何事情上总是为主就做见证，有一个见证的生命出来。
I was very encouraged by this verse, and I decided to still try to be a witness to God.
所以那天也感恩，就是说，其实我当时觉得说，哦，那神啊，你是不是要我留下，然后我继续在这个地方，因为开始有机会跟两位同事传福音。
So I was still asking God, whether I should just stay and then try to share with them the gospel.
然后就这样子平静的一天过去了，到了下午我下班的时候，
It was a quite uneventful day and peaceful day until it was time for to get off work.
我在回家路上我就看到当时就在天空中看到一道非常非常美又非常完整的一道彩虹。
There was a very complete and beautiful rainbow in the sky.
也许平常你看到彩虹可能不太觉得，可是我那天真的是心里马上就是一个赞美，就是一个感恩。
That's exactly what I needed on the same day that brought me to a joy and then praise to God.
我就跟神做了这么一个祷告，就说父啊，谢谢你再次向孩子确定。
I pray to God saying that Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me this assurance.
你是守约施慈爱的神。
You are the God who keeps your promises and covenant.
我的好处不在你以外。
Every blessing will be in you.
我知道你就是要孩子专心依靠你。
I understand that you want me to trust in you wholeheartedly.
所以就回家以后，其实大概到七点多吧，我就接到公司这个诊所来的电话。
When I got home around 7 o'clock, I received a call from the office.
他们就通知我就 lay off 了。
They decided to let me go.
当时我听到这电话时，我真的讲是我还是很震荡，我还是很 shock。
Yeah, I was in such a shock when I received that call and the message.
可是我心中还是会问说，为什么会是这样子？
I couldn't help but have a question, why did it end this way?
所以就连续也回头想了，就是连续好几天来，神自己给的话语是这么清楚。
And I remember all the verses God has given me throughout the whole week.
还有那这么漂亮的一道彩虹，所以我所说的话。
And such an amazing rainbow.
我心里还是真的很感谢神。
I was still full of thanksgiving and a grateful heart.
Yeah, 真的感谢神，他还是预备了我，因为他知道我有多软弱。
Because he sustained me while I was so weak and could not do it myself.
所以接下来几天呢，我就当然就是说休息两天我就开始还是预备开始找工作。
So I took a short break of 2 days and began to look for my new job.
那心里面还是常常会有挣扎，总会想到说在那个工作我这么就说这么尽心，然后甚至就说提供了许多原本他们所没有的一些 information。
I still could not understand, even after all the things I have done and I provided the best service I could and everything that they did not have, they still decided to let me go.
那虽然说老板跟我说他是因为实在是资金上的困难必须要做这样的 layoff.
Although their explanation was because the cash flow problem.
那我心里面还是过不去。
But I was still very, very, distressed by this whole thing.
所以也开始就有蛮多的忧虑就开始出来了。
So that all the worries started right after that.
在想到说家明一个人这么辛苦的工作情况下担子也很重。
Thinking that my husband providing the whole needs of the service of the family and it was such a big burden.
所以我当然还是回到神面前，就是跟神呼求，就是
依靠他。So I went back to God on my knees and to cry out to God for help.
那一直到十月四号，其实这连续几天下来，就说神自己还是用他的话安慰我，就说真的是要把自己心里所求的，在腓立比书所讲的，就说把我们心里所求的，我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢来跟神说。神他自己的应许他也会保守，那他也会用他也会这里腓立比书4章20节说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用都充足。那
Up until today I'm still in a lot of prayers knowing that we just have to tell God what we need and God is faithful, he will provide and then keep his promises.
所以就这么几天过去以后，其实最主要是十月四号的那天。那天早上我在灵修的时候，我不知道为什么，我真的是很难安静下来，然后也没有办法，就说心里面非常的起伏很大。
On the day of October 4th, I was having such a raging warfare in my heart that I could not seem to calm down enough.
所以我真的是没有办法自制的，就在神面前，当我来到神面前的时候，我真的是嚎啕大哭。
I could not help but only cry out to God in my prayers and really cry in front of the Lord.
然后我不仅是像要哭诉我心里面所有的 struggle， 我真的里面有好，也就是有好多委屈，我就是在他面前就一直说，就一直哭。
I felt so much sorrow in my heart and so much mistreatment from others, so I could only cry out to God and tell God everything that I have been bearing in my heart.
那也觉得说心里面有一些 有东西好像一直就扒着我去，就是没有办法消除这样。
There seems to be something that's obstructing the release from God.
所以我就求他帮助，将这一切在我心里面的到底我做错了什么，我求神真的是帮助我，让我能明白。
I pray that God would help me understand what I have done wrong, that all these things happened.
所以就这么一段时间，也不知道过了多久，我安静下来了，然后我就开始读圣经。
So after a little while, I even become more calm and then focus on reading the scriptures.
那正好一打开圣经的时候，我读到这段圣经，我真的是不知道该说什么。这段圣经是诗篇37:23-11。
So when I opened the Bible, I happened to open the Bible to Psalm chapters 37, verse
3-11. 3-11. 你当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上。以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶魔成就的心怀不平。当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。还有片时，恶人要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有。但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither by envious again.Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness, upright or in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed.
真的是在读这段经文，第一句话就把我心给抓住了。
Right away, my heart was captured by God's words.
因为我当时心中实在是真的是震撼，我真的是有感恩，我也不知道如何表达。
I really needed this comfort and the assurance. I was so shocked.
然后眼中只有感恩的泪水，然后有一种说不出来那种被爱的那种充满。
My eyes were filled with grateful tears.And my heart was filled with this gracious love from God.
而且这个爱是这样的细腻，是我印象中好像没有过这么细腻的爱，这么清楚的。
It's such a love that's so sensitive that I have never experienced.
甚至说就借着这些话就直接把我的心就破开了，然后就真的就这么踏去进去的时候，我真的是什么话都没办法说。
The words really cut open my heart and touched the exact spot that I could not, I became speechless.
我真的是满心的感恩的来到神面前，我跟他认罪，也跟他感谢。
I came before God inThanksgiving and also pray that God would forgive me with every sin that I did not understand.
因为事实上天父他爱我，他明明就指出我心怀不平，我有愤怒。
I realized that God was pointing out to me that I do have this unsettled emotions in my heart that I was feelingI was mistreated, and God really touched my heart by such a straightforward.
所以他要我第一个，他要我饶恕。
First, he wants me to forgive.
而且我要我止住这怒气。
And he wants me to stop being angry.
为的是真的是要保护我，不要让我去因此而作恶。
For my own goodness, so that I won't commit any more sins.
那我更感谢神，是神也让我看到，当就说以前这个工作的里面，这个、环境里头的每一个，包括老板、员工，没有一个是基督徒。
And I also realized that there were not any other Christians in the whole office.
就是真的也是神也帮助我，就说让我看到这一点的时候，我真是为他们祷告，求神用他的方法让这些还没信主的人，有一天能够眼睛被打开。
God's love encouraged me to pray for them so that one day they could also accept Jesus Christ.
又感谢神，两位同事一直跟我都还有在联络。
And I thank God that we were still in touch, almost as friends.
所以我就是迫切为他们的救恩祷告。
And I keep praying for their salvation.
那第二是，神真的是一再的告诉我要我依靠他。要我完全的依靠他，要将我的事交托他，他就必成全。
And God repeatedly reminded me that I have to trust in Him and fully rely on Him, and He will fulfill everything that I need.
所以，还有就是说，我必须要等候，而且我要安静的、默然的等候他，要耐心的等候他，因为等候真的是一件很困难的事情。
One other thing is I was reminded that I have to wait patiently.
那因为他就说在这里面也特别提到，就是说要我自己要谦卑下来。
It's not easy because he also reminded me to be humble.
然后因为他说，因谦卑等候耶和华的，必承受地土，必有丰盛的平安为乐。
Because the Bible also says those who are meek in their heart will inherit the earth.
所以从那一天起，这个经历实在对我来讲是让我再一次的经历神是多么多么爱我，多么细心的，让我都没办法想象。
It helped me experience and go through again God's abundant and unfailing love for me.
所以之后我其实我没有，我就不觉得有什么压力，但是我仍然是就尽我能力去找工作。
After that.I still have a little stress, and I press on to try to find a new job.
那在这过程这当中，其实也有机会能够跟一些弟兄姐跟一些姐妹有机会服侍他们，真的也是神的预备。
And because of this, I had some opportunity and times to serve other sisters in the church.
所以这真的是再一次的刻骨铭心的经历。神父神他自己那不可测度的爱。
It's such an unforgettable experience of God's unfailing love and the depth of His love.
而且也是更深一层的认识我的神，我的父，我的磐石。
And it helped me have a deeper understanding of the God that we serve is our God, our Heavenly Father.And our steadfast rock that we stand upon.
所以我就觉得说，真的是我们不管是什么情况， 我们如果真实的、真诚的、毫无保留自己的来到神面前，很多时候我们来到他面前，我们都还是戴着面具的。
It showed me that a lot of time when we come before God, we were not quite open. We were still full of ourselves and wearing masks. We are not being honest with God.
甚至我们在教会、在弟兄姐妹面前，我们也都是戴着面具的。
And a lot of times, even among brothers and sisters, we have not been able to really open and then be honest, be loving with each other.
可是当我们承认自己软弱的时候，我们真的需要帮助的这种情况，这种诚实的面对的时候，
When we acknowledge our weakness and our helpless situation,
真的天父他是信实的，他真的是以他的慈爱来回应我们。
God is faithful, he will respond our request with his faithfulness and his love.
而且他还会照我们的本相，不论我们多么的负面，多么的自己都不能接受的情况下，他完全的接纳我们。
And he would always accept us just as we are, no matter how sinful we are in front of him.
甚至说在我们的人生，我们的生活上，我们 有一些计划，我们也甚至看到这是神自己带领的一条路的时候。
And whenever we see a new direction, new leading from God,
但是在这过程里头，我们可能会看到怎么这个进展似乎停滞了，或者说这个进展方向我们个人感到失望的时候。
We might be so anxious because everything's moving so slowly.
其实在这种时候，神也教导我，就是要更依靠他。
We are also learning a lesson that it is time we really fully rely on God.
所以也就是说，就如他在传道书所讲的，凡事都有定时，神必按他的时候来成就每一件事。
Exactly like in Ecclesiastic, it talked about everything is in God's timing.
而且当他成就的时候是如此的美。
And when God accomplishes his plan, it's going to be so amazingly beautiful.
所以虽然我是一个被 lay off 的一个失去工作的一个过程，
Although through this event, through this incident, I became unemployed.
讲起来也不是什么大事。
It's not really a life and death situation.
因为我相信在座有许多人都经历过这种过程。
I remember there are among us many other had gone through the same trials.
可是神他自己就用他自己来代替了。
God would give himself for us.
而且是让我更丰盛的来经历他。
So that through these trials we can experience God more vividly and abundantly.
所以我真的在这里感谢神，就说真的知道说神有他的时候 ，in His time.
Yes, I realize that in God's time, we are thankful and grateful.
那我们一起用这首歌，按他时候 ，in His time. 我们把我们心里面所有我们很多还在等候的过程里头。我们不知道方向的情况里头，我们借这首歌，我们来体会，我们也来跟神诉说，更是来相信他有他的时间，他的时间永远最好。
With this song in his time, whenever we're lost, whenever we're in a hopeless situation, that we could still come back to him and rely on him.
我们头两次唱中文，然后后面两次唱英文。
The first two verses we're going to sing in Chinese and then the last two verses in English.
让我们一起来唱。安达时候能成就美好事，叫我
记忆好你，你做事有点事，看你是否能成就你好事。祝我先生心给你，我口就送赞美你，我愿令你心满意，恭候你。
In English.
In his heart, he meant nothing to the Lord. In his heart, oh, please show me everything.As your teacher me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. In your time. In your time. You may.Is beautiful in your time. For my life to you I bring. Many songs I have to sing. Be to you a lovely thing in your time.Do just what you say in your time.
感谢主，把一切荣耀归给主。
Thank God, may all the glory to Him.